wonderful dress. Is it new?
Uh-huh. I thought I'd get all gussied up tonight. You know, it isn't every day that Mr. and Mrs. Fred Mertz celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary.
That's right.
Gee, that's such a long time. 25 years.
Yeah. 25 years?
Sounds longer when you say it.
Oh, honey, I meant, you know, being married to Ethel for 25 years. It's different with you.
Yeah, don't try to get out of it.
You know, I like to see their faces when they open the present.
You will. They haven't seen it yet. I had it delivered up here.
What?
Yeah, I got it in the closet. Look.
In the closet?
Sure.
How are we going to get it downstairs?
Oh, don't be silly. It won't be any trouble at all. We're going to carry it. Heavy.
Why did you have this deliver upstairs anyway?
Now, please don't lose your temper. We're doing it for the Mertzes.
I know we're doing it for the Mertzes. Yeah. All right, let's go. Come on.
Okay.
Oh. What's the matter?
Oh, Ricky.
Yeah?
Plenty all the weights on this end.
It is not.
It is not. I want to trade places with you.
Okay. Put it down. Come on. I'll hold it until you get down here. Can you make it there?
Yeah.
All right, now watch it. Now hold it here while I go up there.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Mira que tiene ocurrencia de traer un televisión set por la escalera para meterlo en el...
Be quiet.
Okay, let's go.
Remember, it's for the Mertz.
I know it's for the Mertz. Let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah. One, two. Oh, Ricky!
What?
Ricky.
What now?
All the weight's on this end.
Well, it can be on both ends.
Well, it is. I like it better up there.
Okay.
Trade again.
Okay. Let me get down there first. All right. Go ahead.
Oh. Honey, be careful with the bow.
Be careful with the bow.
Gee, this is a pretty set, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, lovely, lovely set. All right?
Yeah.
All right, now hold it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Well, yeah, I'm taking it easy.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, honey, don't go so fast! Why did you go so fast?
Look, I like to go through the door, not through the wall, huh? Let's turn it around here, will you?
What?
Turn it around. Go around
be
that
careful.
Way.
Be careful, be careful the glass.
I'll be careful of the glass. Set it down. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I can't.
Set it down there. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I think I got an idea. Wait a minute.
Where do you think I'm going?
All right. Push it up a little bit now.
I can't
see if you can push it. Push it up now.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there. Now you got it.
Yeah, I got it. All right. Yeah. Hey! Stayed in Cuba.
How are you coming?
I'm coming fine. Put it down there.
Okay. Be careful now.
Yeah, all right.
And don't be so noisy. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Be careful with the bow, honey.
Come on.
Be careful.
Yeah, all right. All right, never mind. I got it now.
Okay. Be careful.
Happy anniversary!
A television set?
Yeah! For us?
Yes.
Oh no. For us.
Yeah.
Let's get it inside and see how it works.
Oh, come on, Red.
There you are. Now here's for to make it dark or light.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And over here is the channel selector.
Yeah, where it's marked channel selector.
That's right. Now let's see what we get here. Now, how's that?
There's a wavy line right across the middle.
Yeah, all the way across.
Wait a minute.
Oh, honey, that's just making it worse.
Yeah, now it's wavy all over.
Let me try it, will you, Rick?
Fred, will you please? Now, you don't know anything about this set.
I can make it just as wavy as you can.
Now, Fred, it'll have to be adjusted.
Adjusted?
Yes.
Now, what are you going to do with it?
I'll fix it. I brought this just in case, you know.
Sure, I fix this stand right away, boy. I got to take the plug first, you know. Hey, wait, Rick. Look at this. Danger, high voltage. Do not remove this back under any circumstances.
Oh, that's just for people that don't know anything about this. Here's the trouble right here, you see? These two wires, we probably came loose when we were bringing the set downstairs.
Let's see.
Now, you see this red one here and the blue one?
Yeah.
They're disconnected.
Yeah.
Now, I'll put them together, see? Put them together just like that.
Yeah.
That ought to do it.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, we'll plug it in, and we get ourselves a real picture.
Gee, I hope so.
Wait and see.
Butted in and tried to fix it?
Yes!
Oh, Ethel, is that any way to talk to Ricky? He was only trying to help.
He helped it all right. He ruined our TV set.
What do you mean, your TV set? We just gave it to you.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of Indian TV givers.
Yeah! Why didn't you just give us the set and keep your grubby Cuban paws off of it? Stay out of there.
Now listen, you ungrateful old goat.
That's the word, ungrateful.
Yeah, this set is just like ours. And I fixed ours 100 times.
Yeah.
It is not like yours. Yours works.
Mr. Mertz.
Oh, yeah? You're gonna pay to have our set fixed, Mr. Ricardo.
We are not. You are, too.
We are not.
You are, too. Or we'll sue you.
Well, we'll see who's gonna sue who.
Yeah, we'll sue who's gonna see. Come on, Jay, let's go. Good riddance.
Yeah.
Look at our beautiful set. Look.
Thanks for the present.
It's fine.
That's good.
I spent the whole afternoon figuring our case against the Mercers.
No kidding. Are we going to sue them?
You're darn right we're going to sue them unless he pays for that set.
What if he sues us first?
They won't dare. Now, I got the whole thing figured out right here.
I'll get it.
All right.
Pardon me, is this the Lewis apartment?
Oh, no, Mrs. Lewis lives downstairs in 1A.
Oh, say... Haven't I seen you before? You're Ricky Ricardo, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Could I have your autograph?
Sure.
Oh. Here. Would you sign it right there?
Hey, I'm a good man. Here's your autograph.
On second thought, maybe you better keep.
A summons!
Summons? The city of New York, Mertz versus Ricardo. How do you like that? They are suing us.
Okay, he asked for it.
We better get ourselves a lawyer.
Look, I told you, I got the whole thing figured out. Who needs a lawyer?
We do.
Now, look, honey, I don't want any lawyers lousing us up. Oh. I'm going to do it myself. Now. Here.
What's this?
This is your unrehearsed, spontaneous testimony.
My unrehearsed, spontaneous testimony.
Right.
And we don't need a lawyer.
No.
How about an interpreter?
Now, let's not try to be funny. I'm trying to think. Wait a minute. Oh, I know. Here. You sit here on this chair. This is the witness chair.
Oh.
See? And this is the courtroom here.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's practice.
Okay.
Now, Mrs. Ricardo, tell us in your own words what happened on the night in question.
Well, we went down to the Mertz.
No. I mean in your own words that I wrote for you.
Oh, Your Honor, my grisly little story starts when my dear sweet husband looks adoringly at Ricky, and I went to... looks adoringly at Ricky?
They are directions. Like stage direction. I put a lot of them in there.
Oh.
They help point things up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When my dear sweet husband...
All right, that's long enough. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I went to help celebrate the 25th wedding anniversary of our landlords and then good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Fred Mertz, snarls at Mertz's. Oh, where will they be?
They'll be right around there. Okay. Okay, that's enough already.
Little did we dream then that we'd end up in court. Before such a handsome, distinguished, and honorable jurist as you, Your Honor. Lift skirts a little higher. Oh!
Go ahead.
I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help me.
You may be seated. Proceed.
Now, what is your name?
You know my name.
Please tell the court your name.
Oh, Lucy Ricardo. Lucy Ricardo.
Now, Mrs. Ricardo, in your own words, please tell the court what happened in the night in question.
Well, Your Honor, my grisly little story starts about 3 weeks ago when my dear sweet husband... ...and I went to help celebrate the 25th wedding anniversary of our landlords and then good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Fred Mertz.
Okay, Mrs. Ricardo, please go on. Without knowing and in good faith,
I object, Your Honor.
Witness has been rehearsed.
Objection sustained. Proceed, young lady, but remember you're on a witness stand.
Yes, sir. in good faith, and but not knowing that they were preparing to stab us in the back, we brought them as a token of our esteem an expensive 20-inch television set. 20-inch! Little did we dream then that we would end up in court in front of such a handsome, distinguished, an honorable jurist as you, Your Honor.
I object, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. Go on, my dear. Start back with that handsome, distinguished, and honorable jurist.
Oh, yes. Little did we dream then that we'd end up in court before such a handsome, distinguished, and honorable jurist as you, Your Honor. Well, Mr. Fred Mertz insisted on adjusting the set. And in spite of my husband's repeated warnings, and my husband is an electronic specialist, Mr. Mertz reached in and ripped off the back of the set, and suddenly there was a big explosion. Poof! Poof. And then Mr. Mertz suddenly went out of his head and ran amok. And he raced upstairs to our apartment. And with a fiendish gleam in his eye and flicks of foam on his lips, he went straight to our television set and kicked the glass in. And that's what really happened.
Poor Mrs. Ricardo.
Yeah.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Attorney for the defense, would you care to cross-examine?
No, thanks, Your Honor. I just want to call a witness who'll tell us what really happened.
That will be for the court to decide.
That's all, Lucy. That's all.
Oh.
Call your witness.
Mrs. Fred Mertz.
Mrs. Fred Mertz.
I heard him.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help me.
I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, which is more than someone in this room did, so help me.
You may sit down.
What are you trying to do, lose the case for us? Your name, please.
Ethel Mertz.
Tell the court, please, just exactly what happened on the night in question.
Well, on the night of our wedding anniversary, the Ricardos came down to our apartment and forced their company on us without being invited. As an excuse for an anniversary present, they brought us an old, broken-down, second-hand television set.
Yes, go on.
Well, the set was playing pretty good, which is a miracle in itself, when suddenly Mr. Ricardo, or as he is more commonly known, Senior Know-It-All, took an axe from his pocket and started hacking it. It wasn't long before the set exploded, and then this Cuban maniac forced us all to go to his apartment and led us to his television set, and with a look of fiendish glee, picked up my husband's foot and pushed it through the glass.
There would seem to be some slight discrepancy in your stories. Mm. I think the only way we can get at the truth of this is to reenact the scene. Bailiff, will you go into my chambers and bring out my television set?
Yes, Your Honor.
Now then, before we reenact this, I want to warn you all that this is a court of law. You are under oath, and the penalty for perjury is $500 or 90 days in jail.
Ooh.
That's right. Bring it right through. Now, Mrs. Ricardo, will you show me exactly how Mr. Mertz pushed your husband out of the way and ripped the back of the set off?
No.
Your Honor, now that I think of it, maybe it was Ricky that took off the back of the set.
Really?
Well, then now that she thinks of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Mrs. Mertz, I want you to go over there and show me exactly what happened. Just where did Mr. Ricardo hit the set with the axe?
Now that I don't think it was exactly an axe. It was more like a sort of a screwdriver.
And then what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. There was a couple of loose wires in the back of this television set. A red one and a blue one. And this dope tried to put them together.
Well, they're supposed to be together.
They are not supposed
to
be together.
Yeah, look at this set. Hey, Your Honor, they're loose here, too.
They are?
Yes, sir. The red
now, let me
the blue
see.
Here.
Pardon me. Oh, well, just putting these two wires together couldn't cause an explosion.
Maybe it couldn't, but it did.
Oh, no, just a minute. I happen to know something about television sets myself. And I know positively that this could never cause an explosion. Now, you must have done something else, did you?
Well, sir, with him yelling at me all the time, you know,
yeah,
I'm who
knows.
Yeah,
he never shut his mouth.
All the time he's talking.
Wait a minute, just a moment. Don't let start on this.
Wait a minute. No, you must talk calmly. Listen, if you would fix it, why would it let me do it? We're going to move last year.
Quiet. Now, look, all four of you. Now, this was obviously just one of those misunderstandings among friends. Now, I want you all to go into my chambers and talk this over and apologize to each other. After all, good friends are worth more than the price of a television set. Now, go on. Take them in, bailiff. And when you come out, I want you all to be pals again.
This way.
Good friends are worth more than the price of a television set.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judge, we apologized all around and everything's just dandy now.
Good.
Yes, sir. We are going to pay for their set and they're going to pay for our set.
Ah, that's wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you very much. You've sure been nice.
Not
yes,
at all. So I was glad indeed.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
indeed,
Judge.
Now, let this be a lesson to all of us. We must never lose our tempers.
Oh, yes, we won't.
We'll remember.
Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.